From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. More pro-regime rallies were held in Iran Thursday after nearly a week of anti-government protests that left more than 20 dead. The Iranian Revolutionary Guards were deployed for what its commander called the end of the sedition. In Brussels, dozens, including Firoz Mavi of the National Council of Resistance on Iran, demonstrated in front of European Union headquarters.
The young generation, the people of Iran, the women, they've had enough of this Islamic fundamentalist regime, and they want this regime to go.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an end to the violence and respect for the right of peaceful assembly and freedom of expression. The UN Human Rights Chief called on Tehran to rein in its security forces. His spokesperson is Elizabeth Russell.
I think for us it's important that the Iranian authorities respect the rights of the people who have been demonstrating, the people who have been detained, and that includes guaranteeing their right to life.
President Donald Trump Wednesday expressed his respect for the people as they try to take back, in his words, their corrupt government. Vice President Mike Pence, in a VOA interview, said the U.S. backs the protesters and their aspirations.
I can assure you, the United States and the wider world stands with the people of Iran who want a better, more prosperous, and freer future.
Meanwhile, Iran's U.N. ambassador denounced what he called the grotesque U.S. interference in his country's internal affairs, accusing Pence and Mr. Trump of inciting Iranians to engage in disruptive acts. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn Wednesday announced plans to drop charges against political prisoners and close a prison camp to, in his words, widen the democratic space and foster national reconciliation. The move came 2 months after deadly anti-government demonstrations, mostly in the Oromia and Amhara regions, leading to a state of emergency. Several dissident politicians were jailed on terrorism-related charges. This is VOA News. The White House Wednesday defended President Trump's tweet that the U.S. has a larger and more powerful nuclear button than does North Korea. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
I don't think that it's taunting to stand up for the people of this country. I think what's dangerous is to ignore the continued threats.
In a VOA interview, Vice President Pence hoped for a peaceful resolution to tensions over the North's banned nuclear and missile programs.
If North Korea will abandon their nuclear and ballistic missile ambitions, if they will dismantle those programs, there's an opportunity for a peaceable solution.
Wednesday, North Korea reopened a communications link with South Korea. On New Year's Day, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said while dialogue is possible, he intends to mass-produce nuclear warheads and said a nuclear button sits on his desk. President Trump's administration has reportedly been notifying members of Congress it will soon announce plans to cut off security assistance to Pakistan. The Reuters report, quoting congressional aides, came a day after Pakistan expressed disappointment over Mr. Trump's New Year's Day tweet that Islamabad is not doing enough to rein in terrorists who use its territory as a safe haven. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini is in Cuba this week seeking better ties. The EU and Cuba signed a political dialogue and cooperation agreement last year. Mogherini told Cuban students she rejects the U.S. trade embargo and criticized recent U.S. travel and investment restrictions on Havana. French President Emmanuel Macron Wednesday announced he would overhaul French media legislation to fight the spread of what he called fake news on social media. Mr. Macron said his aim is to protect democracy. He's been critical of Russian media for disinformation about him on its website and social media platform during last year's election. The legislation would, among other things, require websites to reveal their funding sources and cap those funds. A day after a truck-bus collision on a highway in Peru north of Lima, emergency workers Wednesday were able to extricate the last of 50 bodies after the bus careened off a highway and down a steep cliff. The bus came to rest on a rocky, isolated beach with no road access, making recovery efforts difficult. The U.S.-based ocean explorer Ocean Infinity Wednesday said it's moving a vessel to a possible search area where a Malaysian airliner may have crashed nearly 4 years ago. The company is awaiting the go-ahead from the Malaysian government. A medical journal said death rates for patients undergoing surgery on the continent of Africa are double the global average. The Lancet cited a lack of medical specialists on the continent, poor hospital conditions, and inadequate post-operative care as among the main reasons. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.